So what?
There probably is one.
Probably so. But why don't we talk about that for a sec? Because there is a lot of flooding going on in Texas. So I wonder what that's, how that's going to affect the used trailer market. Do you think in a few months that we're going to start seeing a lot of trailers with water damage for sale?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of Airstreams in Texas.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking.
And
I mean, there's they're underwater, you know, not just a little bit. They're totally underwater. They're just water.
Well, they said on the news earlier today that, you know, they got like 51 inches or something in certain areas, basically Houston vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that in 5 days or 4 days, something like that.
Yeah.
Locally here, they said that Vermont gets like 55 inches a year.
Wow. And they're getting...
And it's green up in this part of the world.
Wow.
You know, so that's spread out, obviously, around the every month, but it's enough to keep a place totally green for the year.
Okay, well, our hearts and prayers go out with Texas.
No kidding, because that's a tough time right
now.
Yeah,
it is a tough time, but it'll be. There's survivors, I know. So everybody steps up. So let's see what Bubba needs, and hopefully his trailer is above water. Here we go.
This is Bubba. We're from Fredericksburg, Texas, in the Hill Country. We have a 1955 California-built Flying Cloud. We've had to replace a lot of the exterior skin due to dents, dings, corrosion, and previous owners' things that he's done. Now, my question is this. On the structure inside, you have your horizontal stringers and your vertical ribs or bows. Now, the horizontal stringers are floating. They're not attached to the ribs or bows. My question is, if I attach those, if I use clips and rivet it to the rib and the horizontal stringer, am I going to build up too much rigidity on the shell to where when I travel, it's going to pop rivets or create a wrinkle or something in the skin? Anyway, that's my question. We listened to all the podcasts, and now we're starting over. Anyway, appreciate the help.
All right, Bubba, thanks for calling that in. Colin, that's all you. is putting it together too rigid an issue?
No, not in my view. I don't think there's such a thing as too stiff a body structure for anything, quite frankly. There is an issue with too flexible a structure. I have aircraft A&P license mechanics working for me. And, of course, when they look at this, they say in the aircraft world, the stringers are always attached to the ribs. That's obviously a stronger structure. I've chuckled with them that, you know, would you take this to 30,000 feet? And they said, no. But I would fly this at 3,000 feet, obviously with wings and an engine, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, that's pretty positive thinking if you'll at least go 3,000 feet, because I wouldn't want to go 10 feet off the ground. But, you know, I'm not an aircraft.
Well, isn't falling falling from 3,000 and falling from 10,000, don't they have that same effect to your body?
I would have thought. You know, you're just as dead. But obviously the pressures are different. So that's a dramatic change there.
Sure.
But it is common, though, that Airstream did not connect the stringers to the ribs. And in some cases, we find stringers floating in the walls because somewhere along the line, an exterior panel was changed with Olympic rivets or quote-unquote exploding rivets, whatever the correct term is for those things. But they, when they made the new panel back in the day, they didn't drill all the holes for that particular stringer, or the stringer sort of fell down in the wall because it wasn't connected on either end to the ribs, so they couldn't actually attach that stringer back.